sector workers to stay at home indefinitely as it declares a nationwide strike over government failure to declare state of emergency over Galamsey.
Organized labor has decided to declare a nationwide strike with effect from October 10th, 2024. We are therefore calling on all workers to stay at home starting Thursday, October 10th, 2024.
But will the private sector join the strike in solidarity against illegal mining? And Top Story is always brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and also Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Brace yourselves for a nationwide shutdown. They backed, warned, and threatened. Tonight, organized labor is set to bite hard. In the last couple of hours, led by the Trades Union Congress, labor has directed all public sector workers to stay at home indefinitely as it declares a nationwide strike over government failure to declare a state of emergency over Galamsey. The strike will kick in 9 days on the 10th of October. My colleague Blessed Soga just returned from this emergency organized labor meeting that was called after government failed to meet its 30th September deadline. It gave it to meet five demands. And Blessed, which groups were there today taking this decision?
Trade Union Congress. It's deemed as the mother union of all organized groups within the country. So by far, we're talking about the largest grouping of worker unions in Ghana. The meeting commenced earlier this morning with some informal engagements, a reason for which the press was not granted access to this high-level meeting that was happening amongst leadership of the organized labor. But then, somewhere around midday, it was clear that organized labor was going to proceed with the ultimatum that they had given government. A couple of days back, organized labor issued a statement calling for, quote, a declaration of an emergency, a state of emergency, as they would call it, asking government then to fulfill about three other demands that they had tabled, including the need to revoke the LI 2642, I beg your pardon, which talks about mining in all forest reserves. For organized labor, the basic demand they have is that all mining equipment ought to be moved away from water bodies, first of all, and then the next step is to also seize all forms of mining within forest reserves. So whether legal or illegal, once you're a small mining operator within a forest reserve or a biodiversity hotspot, they believe that the government ought to halt all of these activities. And it is basically the reason for which they are proceeding further to ask for the revocation of the LI 2462, which various groupings across the country have been raising concerns with. The LI actually is 2462. And Evans, you recall that civil society groups a couple of days back raised concerns about how this law was giving excessive powers to the president to single-handedly give authorization for mining to proceed in biodiversity hotspots and forest reserves. So organized labor then feels that based on what the recommendations of the group was, first of all, to halt mining in all of the forest reserves, we must proceed further as a country to halt also mining, both legal or illegal, in forest reserves. And that's why the meeting then concluded today that after a cursory assessment of all of the demands that were tabled, government had failed to meet the requirements of you know, all the demands that Organized Labour had put on the table. So the Secretary General of the group, Joshua Ansah, then proceeded to announce the outcome of the meeting today, which is for Organized Labour to take the next step.
Following the expiration of our deadline and the failure of government to meet our demands on illegal mining, that is Down Sea, Organized Labour has decided to declare a nationwide strike with effect from October 10th, 2024. We are therefore calling on all workers to stay at home starting Thursday, October 10th, 2024, until government accedes to our demands.
And that there is the Secretary General of the TUC at this particular meeting announcing the indefinite strike. This will be on the 10th of October. So we actually have 9 days to go because it's starting from today. And they want all of us to embark on this strike. Now, the question we need to clarify, though, we know that before today, the private sector had said they will join. Particularly, we've seen the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining made up of media houses, the GJA itself. Was there any clarity on how that will be implemented with the private sector? Were they even there today in solidarity?
In fact, I must point out that the reason for which Organized Labour, in fact, delayed in making that emphatic pronouncement that they were proceeding on a nationwide strike was basically because of the divisions that were picked up within the groupings. Present was almost all the labor unions. You know that even those in the private sector working, even in the mining sector as well, most of which had have private representation, they were present there at the meeting. But there was a division because some of the members of the group were unable to tell if these were largely from the private sector, were raising some initial concerns about going on a full-scale nationwide strike. But it appears that there were others, you know, who felt that this was the time for Organized Labour to proceed. Notable faces were there. Professor Ransford Jampo, obviously representing, I believe, the interests of the University Teachers Association of Ghana. We had the Public Sector Workers Union. You had almost all the groupings there that were represented. And it is instructive to note that even the leadership of the civil and local government workers, CLOCSAG, they were also represented, which means that technically, almost all public sector workers, because CLOCSAG represents workers in almost all of the districts across the country, they will be involved in this action. And in fact, they were well represented by their leader, Mr. Isaac Mbampo, who of course I saw in the meeting there. So it appears that this will be a full-scale activity, irrespective of, you know, the emerging concerns that this must be a scaled-down or perhaps a progressive approach towards implementing this, you know, industrial action. But as, you know, the majority groupings will have it within the broader spectrum of organized labor, it has been resolved, whether you like it or not, that almost all workers in Ghana in 9 days will be laying down their tools simply because they feel the assessment is that government has not done much to tackle the menace of illegal mining.
Blessed, thank you very much. I want to bring in right now Professor Mahmoud Adakurugu, who is the UTAC National President. Professor Mahmoud, thanks for your time here on Top Story. Also joining me is Dr. Kwabena Nyako. O2 is the Director of Research at the TUC. Dr. Ken Ashigbe is the Convener of the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining, also joining us right now. Prof. Mahmoud, let me start with you. You've gone straight for a nationwide strike. Normally, in organized labor terms, when you're dealing with industrial actions, you give us a roadmap that possibly will begin with wearing of red armbands, possibly protest. Strikes are always the last option. Why the last option, now the first option?
Good evening, Evans, and good evening to comrades who are on this call, and good evening to your listeners. Well, this is a matter of existence, and so when your life is threatened, you don't go around beating about the bush. You go straight to whatever action that you have to take to save your life. And that is what we've done.
And this will reflect on the 10th of October. Why 10th of October? Why not tomorrow?
Well, the reason is that we needed to at least give ourselves some time to get ourselves properly in place, and then some of the associations and unions also within organized labor have some other internal requirements to meet. And so we needed to give ourselves that time to be able to meet those requirements, and then we'll move on. That's why we didn't go immediate, but give ourselves some days to be able to scale to all those requirements.
Let me bring in your colleague, Dr. Kwabena Nyakotu, the Director of Research at the TUC. Dr. Otu, safe to say that you gave yourself up until the 10th of October to strike because you're hoping that in intervening period, government may act to avert the strike?
Okay, so the principal reason why we did this has something to do with what my colleague just mentioned. Some of our unions and some of our workers have internal requirements they have to meet. And I mean, if you look at the law itself, to strike, you need to give at least a 7-day notice. So it's not merely because you want to give government time, because we had given government time already. Since the last time you issued a statement in which we gave a deadline of 30th September, government has had enough time to be able to respond. So this period is merely to allow our members go through their internal processes and also prepare ourselves in terms of communication, information and everything to be able to embark on a successful strike.
So that's primarily why you're embarking on this. This is unprecedented, is it not? Because yes, organized labor, you embark on strikes in the past, but it always has to do with workers' direct welfare issues, salaries, conditions of service. Is this, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the first time you're seeing organized labor take on a subject like this and proceeding on a strike on a national issue like Galamsey?
Yeah, it is. But I mean, as you may have also seen over the years, organized labor has not shied away from national issues that are of concern to every Ghanaian. And remember that when we talk about organized labor, we are talking about workers and their families. And as long as an issue concerns workers and their families, it's an issue for organized labor. Of course, the nature of this issue is that it's also an issue for every Ghanaian. So as we undertake this industrial action, we are also appealing to all Ghanaians, all well-meaning Ghanaians, to support organized labor, to bring pressure to bear on duty bearers, to be able to do what they have to do to arrest this phenomenon once and for all.
I hear you saying that you want all Ghanaians, private, public sector, to join you on the 10th of October to withdraw services across the country?
Yes, I mean, the communique is clear that we are embarking on a nationwide strike, and it didn't specify any group of workers that will do the strike. All workers are being called upon to lay down their tools.
On that note, stay with me. Let me bring in Dr. Ken Ashigbe, he's the convener of the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining. Are you also embarking on that strike on the 10th of October, Dr. Ashigbe?
Well, thank you very much, Evans. And today could not be a good day. A better day than today. You know, we organize labor as part of the Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey. So on that day when we had our press conference, where organized labor also held their press conference, one of their leaders was sent to our press conference to come and announce the request from government, which was almost the same as what the Media Coalition was asking for. And it was at that event that we backed the Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey. So, yeah, we're just waiting for this meeting. And so now that the meeting has been had, the Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey is in full support of the stance of organized labor. And we're going to rally the whole of Ghana. And we, the media, will have to find ways in which we still provide oxygen for the strike and still do the mobilization whilst we are still also able to embark on the industrial action that we're talking about. So definitely this is something that we're going to do. We are desperate people, even. We're people who are being poisoned. We're people who are being deprived of water. We're people whose cocoa is under threat. We're people who currently have renal diseases worrying us. We're people whose sexual reproductive systems are under attack. So desperate people take desperate actions. And so definitely the leadership has been demonstrated by organized labor. We're going to be mobilizing all the 10 blocks of the Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey to really push this particular one so that government will realize the fact that we are the sovereign. We are the sovereign. And we're taking a cue from what the president, His Excellency the President, said on the 7th of January 2017. We are citizens and not spectators. And this particular action, as is directed, as the current government to take action, when organized labor met the interministerial committee, they added another demand, which was originally in the demand of the media coalition, asking the two political parties, the NDC and the MPP, to also commit themselves to these actions that we are asking the president to do. We don't want a situation where any politician would want to take advantage of this this particular action for their parochial partisan interest. We also do not want any politicians coming into the open and telling us that they are in support of this action, but then they will go into the pit and then go and be telling people other things. So we would require of the NDC and MPP, especially to their presidential candidate, to openly sign up to this particular action that organized labor and the Ghana Coalition Against Calamity are asking the president to do, a state of emergency over our water bodies and the buffers, and a state of emergency in the forest reserve, and then a revocation of LI 2462.
So on the 10th of October, I expect Dr. Ashigbe's telecoms chamber's offices to be locked indefinitely.
Definitely. So definitely we're going to be appealing to all the private. So you see, the point to note is that if the Ghana Coalition Against Calamity has businesses also as part of it, so definitely we also are suffering. It's something that affects our... So the chamber will take a decision, you know, once this has happened, to also definitely join this, because it affects all of us, some of our masks and all of that under threat.
So safe to say that the chamber hasn't yet taken a decision to join the strike.
So definitely, that, you know, the chamber would have to, based on this decision of the Ghana Coalition, all the professional bodies who are involved in this, including the chamber, would have to take that particular decision. You know, because it is not something that only the public unions are going to do.
So everybody
would have to be involved.
It isn't
the media.
Yes, it isn't automatic, is it, that all private sector groups that had previously expressed support for this will automatically go on strike, because the decision does not lie with individuals who have been speaking. I believe it doesn't even lie with you alone to make the decision to go on strike or not at the chamber.
No, so again, so I just asked, you had labor, you know, you saw what labor did today. Labor had to have a meeting with its organs to be able to get this to happen. And definitely this is a good call. This is a good call. So I'm pretty sure that various businesses would have to also engage their ranks and files, and then through that process be able to take that decision to definitely join this particular action that is being taken. Because as I said, this is a desperate people who have to save themselves from being poisoned, from being killed. So definitely all businesses, including, you know, the chamber I work for and all of that, will have to consider this particular action and also, you know, subscribe to this. And that's definitely one of the things that we will be doing. I can tell you for a fact, you know, that the Presby Church has asked their congregation to start wearing red bands. I can tell you that there are other major religious bodies that are also mobilizing. Some of them have planned even on the 11th, a day after organized labor embarks on the strike, to also have a prayer protest, you know, that would culminate in presentation of petitions and also calling on God to act. We are engaging the chief imam so that we also can get, you know, support from that side. We are going to be engaging some of the traditional elements that are the various chambers that are amongst all of us. And so this is something that is in the national interest, that all of us have to mobilize, you know, to make sure that in support of the action that has been started by organized labor, we all mobilize and make sure that the right thing is done. It's about saving ourselves today and tomorrow.
This is you are a convener of the Media Coalition Against Calamity Illegal Mining. How do you expect the media to carry out this strike?
So on when the day we had our press conference, I remember when the president of the GGA was reading our statement, we had talked about what we were also going to do. The fortunate thing is that on last week Friday, the GJA had an EGM, where an emergency general meeting. One of the issues that were considered was this issue of Galamsey. And the EGM gave the National Council the mandate to be able to take action. So we will be looking at modes in which, as media, we will be able to give oxygen to the strike, be able to serve as a forum to mobilize all workers to engage on the strike, whilst we still are able to take some action ourselves. And some of it could include, you know, a selective blackout on some elements of the state, that we don't cover some of the things that the elements, some of the states would do. So those are conversations that the Media Coalition and its component members, the GJ, PrimPag, GIBA, would all have to take to say, how are we going to do it? For the first point is that on Saturday, the president of the GJ asked all media houses to use the hashtag Stop Galamsey Now, and that you already seeing that happening. You multimedia, TTFM, all of you, you have kept the pressure on. And this is what, you know, this morning, for example, all media houses had the pressure on Labour as well. And we see the outcome of what it's become. So for us in the media, from now up to, you know, the 10th, we need, the first thing we definitely need to be doing is provide a lot of oxygen to the action that has been called by Labour. And Labour is not calling on only itself, it's calling on all Ghanaians. And so we need to mobilize every Ghanaian everywhere in the languages that we understand to show to these politicians, to show to our leaders that we really are asking for you know, them to help stop the killing, the poisoning, you know, the destruction of our water bodies. And let everybody know that this is something that as a country we are, you know, we are united on, and we all mean that this thing has to stop.
And if you're just joining us, a major developing story on the war against illegal mining, organized labor declaring an indefinite strike from the 10th of October. I still have with me Professor Mahmood, who is a UTAC national president, and Dr. Kwabena Nyako-Otu, director of research at the TUC. You just listened to Dr. Ken Ashigbe, convener of the Media Coalition Against Galamsey. Dr. Otu, let me come back to you. This is supposed to be an indefinite strike. Is that even realistic?
Okay, before I answer your question, the last time you spoke, I was the director of research. Now I'm the deputy secretary general.
Oh, deputy secretary general, of course. That's a promotion indeed, and congratulations.
Yes. I mean, I don't understand what you mean by being realistic. I mean, we have specific demands for the president, for government to meet. And this declaration of strike is until those demands are met. And if you ask whether it's realistic or not, I really don't understand what you mean.
So I asked that question because if you say indefinite and the government doesn't come through with the state of emergency, all workers in this country would have laid down their tools to eternity, in essence. It doesn't sound like realistic, is it?
So be it. Until our demands are met, and until Galamsey is stopped, we lay down our tools.
Professor Mahmood, you believe that this protocol that you're about to implement is realistic for UTAG, where university teachers across the country will be out of the classroom indefinitely?
Very realistic, in my estimation.
Is it, though? I mean, considering that what you're fighting is a noble cause, and government obviously has shown over the last, 3 weeks, that they're not in the position, or won't, or refusing, if you like, because that really is what is happening, to impose a state of emergency. You expect that there will be unintended consequences, will there not? Because doctors will be on strike, nurses will be on strike, pilots will be on strike, everybody's on strike. This nation will grind to a halt. The impact may be more than what we're feeling on the Galamsey sites. The law of unintended consequences.
That's correct. And it is hoped that those that selected to lead us would think carefully about those unintended consequences and do the right thing before even the night, the 10th of October. Otherwise, sometimes if you have to treat a sore, you have to cause some pain. Otherwise, you don't be treated. So we are fully aware of the intended consequences that this action may cause us. But we also know the long-term consequences that the ongoing mining activities can cause. Well, we are better off taking the pain now on behalf of generations yet unborn. And that, we believe, far outweighs whatever the unintended consequences will be when we take this action from the camp.
I mean, Dr. Otu, government still has 9 days. What would it take to avert the strike?
So, I mean, even before I respond to that, those unintended consequences you are talking about, we believe are the trigger that should push government to act. And our ultimate objective is a government intervention, a decisive intervention that leads to an end to Galamsey in a manner everybody can declare in his or her mind that something is being done or has been done about Galamsey illegal mining activities, particularly those that take place in river bodies and also in our forest reserves. What could be done to avert the strike is simply government meeting us. And those demands are clearly spelled out in the statement we issued in which we gave the 30th September deadline.
I mean, Dr. Shibi, I know you've been trying. You've written to both leaders as far as the parties are concerned, hoping to get a response, a positive one, that they will pen their signatures to a document committing to end illegal mining. Have you heard anything back from any of them, John Mahama or Dr. Baumia?
No. As of now, we've not heard anything yet. Now that the declaration has been done, tonight, the Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey, we have a meeting tonight. So we'll be looking at all of that. And now that Labour has also declared that, and that is also one of the demands of Labour, we'll be working with Labour and everybody else to see what response we get. But it is important for the two political parties to note that the action that has been declared is also on their heads as well. They also have actions that they need to take. And so, Evans, when you talk about unintended consequences, what can be worse with when you are being systematically poisoned? What can be worse than when, you know, your water bodies are, you know, under threat? What can be worse? You know, if you think that the woman who went responded to a nature's call and fell into a pit and died, or that young man from KNUST who had to now come back and defend his thesis, died in the pit. You think that this strike is worse than that for him? Can anybody put any money to the lives that are being lost? You know, so what we are fighting, again, I tell you, we are desperate people who have been pushed and we are dying slowly. Some have gone ahead of us already. And if we don't stop this at this particular time, when tomorrow they are writing the history of the people who poisoned themselves to extinction, we also will be mentioned. And we will reject that. We will not. We will not allow that to happen. And we'll have to take all actions, as painful as it would be, to make sure that we can save ourselves from this.
And Dr. Shibi, I want you to stay with me because shortly we'll be hearing from John Dramani Mahama. We'll also be hearing from Dr. Baumia's campaign team on what has happened tonight. I want to get your reaction to that. Stay with me on this. And if you're just joining us, a major developing story tonight, organized labor in an unprecedented move, declaring nationwide indefinite strike in 9 days that will also include the private sector commitments already coming in for this. First time you've heard from the Deputy Secretary General of the TUC himself that they are taking this decision to embark on the nationwide strike on a subject such as Galamsey, an issue that doesn't have to do with conditions of service, salaries, or pay. You really want to stay with us for this, because we'll be hearing shortly from John Dramani Mahama and from the campaign of the current vice president and the flag bearer of the new Patriotic Party. Still ahead though tonight.